You're listening to SBS News.
At a restaurant in Sydney, every meal purchased from the set menu is matched with a donation to those going hungry in Sri Lanka. Colombo Social is a social enterprise kitchen that already feeds and provides employment to disadvantaged community members. Co-founder Sean Christie David says with his birth country crying out for help, he had to do something.
We'd love to be over there and doing what we did here, which is getting into a kitchen, getting our team ready and just pumping out food. But we think that our efforts can be best utilised here.
This week, the country announced it would suspend foreign debt repayments. The central bank governor then issued a plea for citizens overseas to send money home. Protesters have continued to demonstrate in the capital, Colombo, for weeks. President Gotabaya Rajapaksa is offering to talk with the thousands of protesters camped outside his office. They want a resignation, with a foreign currency shortage stalling the import of food, fuel and medicines. Almost 9,000 kilometres away, Rajan Wijay from the Sri Lankan Australian community in Sydney says they feel helpless watching on from afar.
That's a sadness of, watching someone who can't, have one meal a day, and whereas we are living in a country very comfortable.
A group of community members has held a meeting with their local federal MP, Julian Lisa, who says Australia is pledging $2.5 million more in aid.
The Australian government calls on all parties to find a constructive and democratic way out of the current situation because we're concerned about the people of Sri Lanka.
They're also asking for Australia to send medical supplies. President of the New South Wales Sri Lankan Association, Rushan Wickramanayake, says the healthcare system in the capital is crumbling.
Even the cancer hospital doesn't have enough medication to give the people, and also the other hospitals are short of medicine and the food stuff as well.
Dr. Suhasha Kanatigoda heads a charity that provides healthcare in Sri Lanka. He says the shortage of medical equipment means disposable supplies are having to be washed and used again.
It's heartbreaking to see the whole sort of medical system over there falling down, mainly because of the lack of resources in terms of these equipment.
In Colombo, markets are stocked ahead of preparations for the Sinhala and Tamil New Year, but few can afford the prices. With the economic crisis extending the hardships inflicted by the pandemic, celebrations are likely to be scarce. Hannah Kwon, SBS News.